Going Down Easy, written by Carly Phillips, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Chapter 1. Even with the anxiety over her first day of work at her new job looming, Lexi Parker still took the time to count out the brightly colored pills and filled the plastic holder, labeled by individual days and divided by AM and PM doses. She separated each medication and double-checked the dose on the list provided to her by her sister's doctor. In a separate pill holder, she included a daily dose of anti-anxiety medication, also doctor-prescribed and approved. She clicked each holder shut tight, then left the plastic containers next to the cookie jar in the kitchen for her sister, along with $10 for coffee and breakfast downstairs at the market on the corner. Any extra change would probably be hoarded for shopping, but she'd accepted that particular vice. As long as she could keep Kendall on her meds, Lexi could breathe more easily. Her sister might not appreciate the effort, but Lexi knew, if not for her, the psych ward was waiting. Again. Her sister's dog, Waffles, a small terrier mix she'd adopted during one of her manic phases, jumped up and down, begging for a treat.
"No, you just had breakfast, you piggy," Lexi said, bending to pat the tan, fluffy dog on the head. "You're on a diet."
Her sister tended to overfeed him, when she remembered to feed him at all. Lexi ticked off her list of morning chores, satisfied she'd remembered everything before sparing a glance at the second bedroom in her apartment, paid for with her father's money, his way of showing gratitude for her sacrifice. She'd lost her last job because she'd been too busy looking after Kendall during her last depressive episode, the one that had landed her in Shady Oaks. Lexi hated accepting her parents' money, but she'd been unemployed and out of options, and they'd leased this apartment for them a few months ago. After her sister's doctor had agreed to release her following a 2-week stay in the psych ward, as long as she lived with someone who could keep an eye on her. Though her parents had a huge home on Long Island, Lexi had taken the burden off of them and agreed to the new living arrangement. After all, Kendall was her twin, and her father had his hands full with her mother, who suffered from severe depression. Yes, her family had fantastic genes. Lexi always feared she was one bad mood away from falling prey to the same demons that consumed her mother and sister. Lexi rushed into her room to get ready for her first day at her new job. The position wasn't glamorous. She'd been hired on as a personal assistant to a software mogul whose company her father was investing in. Her employment was a favor, since she didn't have a glow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?